Let's talk to you, Ron Kaler. You are certainly presenting a vision for education, an active and creative staff of educators working together with the community to improve student achievement on behalf of Kent ISD. One might think, Ron Kaler, didn't I attend his retirement party? Well, good things happen if you wait long enough. Back serving as interim superintendent, we'll ask why. Ron, good morning.
Good morning, Shelley. How are you?
Doing fine. You might get another retirement party. Isn't that exciting?
Poor people might not come because they know it won't take.
Well, that's a compliment to you, getting the most out of life, I trust, as you have taken on certainly the role now of interim superintendent, Kent ISD. Tell me about a career highlight thus far and why you do take on this task, Ron.
You know, the highlight of my career, and I've done many things, has been the 25 years I've worked at Kent ISD, or at least this would be my 25th year. And together with our local school districts and the great staff that we have at Kent ISD, we've created wonderful opportunities for students and also support for students through organizations like the Kent School Services Network to better help them navigate education and the challenges in their personal life. So this was a great opportunity for me to return to this wonderful institution and provide some leadership and comfort for staff as the school board searches for a permanent leader for Kent ISD.
Yes. Well, I do want to talk certainly about how you are serving, keeping your students and staff safe. Of course, I want to talk more about Kent ISD, but let's talk about a survey, your search team at the Michigan Association of School Boards regarding important skills and attributes in a next superintendent. Who are you looking for?
You know, the Michigan Association of School Boards is helping us with our superintendent search. It's a national search, and we are asking our stakeholders, which we consider to be all of the residents of Kent ISD and the community leaders and certainly our staff, to provide information, to provide their opinions as to what the characteristics of the next superintendent should be and the points of pride that they hold in Kent ISD and the challenges that we will be facing ahead.
I trust applications are open as we speak?
They are, and they are posted in many areas that are frequented by education leaders across the country.
And I trust you're looking in general input from everyone, educators, students, business, and community members. Welcome.
Absolutely, and we will have that survey that people can take will be posted on our website, and we were also working with several community partners to distribute emails and invitations to complete that survey, and also for some to participate in focus groups to get their input so that the search team can develop a candidate profile for our school board to approve and publish.
Wonderful. We'll ask at the end, but what is that website?
KentISD.org.
Very nice. How are you keeping your students and staff safe at Kent ISD?
Well, we are employing all pertinent mitigation procedures. So, of course, our students are wearing masks. They're having some social distancing, and we are now working with Kent County Health Department to get all of our staff vaccinated as vaccination supplies allow, so that we can become even more safe in our work. We started back face-to-face yesterday. It was great to see our parking lots full of student vehicles and see the buses coming in and out. And we hope to stay that way face-to-face throughout the remainder of this semester if circumstances allow.
Yes, I see, working closely with the Kent County Health Department to share COVID vaccination information with your educators, correct?
Yes, absolutely.
Let's talk more about your service. You serve students, educators, and our community, especially early childhood.
We do. We provide the Great Start Readiness Program, which is the pre-K education program. We have a Bright Beginnings program that has home visits for families who would like to have some advice about the stages and ages and working with their children to ensure that they're on track. We have an early on program for families who have children with greater needs, and our services extend from that birth, given the early on program, all the way through adult education.
And there's certified technical training programs as well?
Sure. We have about 2,500 students on campus each day who are participating in hands-on technical career training, and that would range from agri-science to health careers, IT, all the high-wage, high-demand opportunities are reflected in the programming that we provide for secondary students.
Wonderful, wonderful. Ron Kaler with us, Interim Superintendent Kent ISD, sharing his survey for you to assist with the search team for the permanent soup, plus talking about the safety of students and staff and Kent ISD 101. Ron, there are support services for educators and area school districts in general here too?
Yes, we teach teachers. Education is a constantly changing field as we work to ensure that students learn the basics and they also acquire the 21st century skills necessary to succeed. And so we work with teachers and school districts to provide professional development to help them reach each child where he or she is at, so they're getting the instruction appropriate to their needs and their skills. And we also convene groups of educators by their position. So let's say special education directors, for example, meet here or meet remotely at this point and discuss problems of practice, the issues that they need to learn how to work on collectively so that we all are providing a consistent and quality service across the ISD.
And lastly, lots of collaboration with community organizations. I know you do.
Yes, we really are in a lot of ways the hub. Kent ISD is in many ways the hub between K-12 education or pre-K through adult education with the community partners, the philanthropic partners, our government and community leaders. We work with Talent 2025 and the Grand Rapids Area Chamber of Commerce to better understand their workforce needs. And we also work with others to ensure that our system, our education system, is responsive to the needs of our community.
Well, wonderful. Again, stay the course as interim superintendent. You sure you don't want to apply for the job, Ron? Maybe you are.
I guess we'd have to speak with my wife about that.
Hey, love that you bring in the boss. Ron Kaler, one more time, details of certainly how to find out more information about Kent ISD, the survey, and more.
Yes, if you would like to fill out a survey to express your opinions on the characteristics of the next superintendent at Kent ISD, please go to www.kentisd.org and look for the superintendent search information, which will provide you the opportunity to fill out a survey expressing your opinions. Thank
okay.
you.
You're quite welcome, Ron Kaler, interim superintendent. Next time we talk, hopefully it's across the table. Thank you.